Allie Jade, and welcome to the 9th episode of Allie Jade Gets Awkward. Today I'm getting awkward with a very special guest. Long waited. Here we go.
Rosalie Aratola, aka Jenny Papage.
Oh my gosh.
Hello.
Yay.
I'm so excited for this.
Are you gonna edit like a frog?
Yeah.
Sound effect?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to
guys,
be here.
I love her.
I love her too. Oh my gosh.
Okay. So introduce yourself. Tell us like who you are and what
okay.
you do.
Well. My birth name is Rosalie Aratola, but many people know me as Jenny Papage because that's like my alter ego name, and
it's way more easier to remember
than Rosalie Aratola, because I mean I don't know, it's just more generic. Jenny, Rosalie are two separate, and I'm a dancer, an actress, and a personality, for sure. A personality. And,
dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. I'm thinking
dot,
of who
dot,
I am,
dot,
you know?
Dot,
I really like...
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is black or purple.
Oh my god, I love black.
You know, to sum up what I am, I guess I'm an advocate. I looked that up the other day. I did a personality trait test, and I'm an advocate, so...
Okay, she's an advocate. Okay. Okay, this is the wrong page. Hold up.
The wrong page.
Okay, what's your favorite social media app?
My favorite would have to be TikTok, because I feel like it's, it's your favorite,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
so addicting. I need to, like, stop
exactly.
my addiction.
And when you scroll, like, you can scroll for hours and find so many ideas.
And
you won't even realize,
you won't even
right?
realize. My mom's like, you know you've been on your phone for, like, 2 hours going on 3 hours. And I'm like, what? No, it's only been, like,
30 minutes. Oh, my gosh. Exactly. And I just feel like it's a lot easier to express yourself because you can create videos
mm-hmm.
on there.
Yeah. I feel like every video is just a different idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so what started you in the industry? Like, what got you onto social media in the first place?
The first thing I ever, like, was interested in social media was this girl, belly dancer Leah Louie. And then I would duet her, and I became, like, this...
She's so pretty.
She is, like, this mini Leah thing, and then I kind of transitioned into, like, being my own person as well. So it was really the belly dancing. Always dancing has, like, got me interested in things, you know?
That's cool, though. That's...
Yeah.
That's good that you know what you're known for, too, because
for me, I have no idea.
I'm just like, I'm a dancer, because I started on social media as a dancer, so, like,
I feel like that's what you got your, like,
yeah,
start
I
from.
Think that's what started everything.
And then I still feel like people transition into other things as they go, though,
yeah.
too.
As you figure out, like, how it all works and, like, what you really
want to do. What you really want to do.
Yeah. Okay, so, on to TikTok, what's your current favorite TikTok dance?
Mine's this one. Oh, the by Nicki Minaj. Well,
yeah.
I'd say like the catchiest one is the jelly dance that.
Oh,
right now it's so recent, but it's like really like
I love it.
It's so easy and like everyone can do that. So
yeah. What's this one? It's the heart and you do da da da.
Oh, taking a chance because I like you a lot. So give it a shot. Give it all I got. La di da di da.
Or the lucky. Oh,
yeah,
that one's
that
good
one.
Too.
Guys, that's three.
We're having a moment.
I know. All the TikTok dances, every single one is like addicting in
its
own way.
It's very addicting in its own way, yeah. Okay, what's the scariest thing that has ever happened to you?
One time I was at a school party and my friend lived in a neighborhood like across the street. And like it wasn't really across the street, it was like a long walk.
Yeah.
And my friend at the time was like, hey, it doesn't matter, like I do this all the time. And I was like, okay, so I was like, the parents weren't there because it's a school party, so they dropped you off there. And we kind of, like, left, and this car started following us, and he, like, stopped. The car stopped. I started crying, and she was, like, went up to the car. She was being really dumb. And I was like, I was scared. I was really scared, and I ran back to the school. And the girl, the girl's house that we were going to, she wouldn't even let us in the house. So it was like we were stuck outside, and this guy was following us. Yeah, and he followed us all the way back to the school.
Oh,
and I ran crying in there, and I really was scared that day.
That was traumatizing.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. That brings me on to one of my situations. So I was literally probably like not even 50 feet away from our driveway, and there was like this older guy in his car,
and it was a van, not to mention
vans are always suspicious.
And me and my brother were just on my bike, or on our bikes, and we were on the sidewalk across the street, and this van literally drives onto the sidewalk, stops. My brother takes off. My wheel is stuck.
Stuck there.
And he is, like, literally getting out of his car. And I'm, like, literally trying to go.
And my dad is already at the house, just left me.
Wow.
Not knowing what the heck is going on. And I literally take off.
Did he get back in his car after?
Yes. He saw me, like, trying to leave. I left the opposite way of his door.
Oh.
And so he, like, looked and then went back out. And I was like, what the heck?
That's very scary. And knowing that like,
and he put up on the sidewalk right in front of us. So, like, I don't know exactly what he was doing, but it was scary.
And your heart starts beating, like, really fast, too.
Yeah,
and you don't know what to do because it's, like, they're right there.
They're right there. It's just so scary.
The most you can do is just run.
I know.
Oh my god, imagine if he took after me, like, kept running. No, but it's fine.
No.
It's fine now.
Okay, so what's your all-time, like, favorite mobile game or, like, Xbox game to play?
Oh, I'm literally obsessed with this game. It's a horror game, but it's Dead by Daylight. I play it all the time.
Okay, I've heard of that one. What do you think about?
Yeah. Okay, so all the serial killers in, like, movies,
yeah,
you can play as them, or you can play as a survivor, and you have to survivor. A survivor, or you can escape.
Oh,
and you just have to do a bunch of generators, but it's really addicting.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. I have to check it out.
Yeah.
I love, like, horror games, but I love GTA.
Grand Theft Auto.
Like, why not?
Oh my gosh.
And then, I guess, mobile game. Recently, I've been playing a lot of, I like Minecraft, don't judge me.
No, it's fine. I used to play that a lot.
It's kind of like therapy in a way, honestly. But no, I like Roblox.
Oh, I love Roblox. Everyone thinks it's like for younger kids,
but like, honestly, it's so fun. And then I'm trying to think what else. Oh,
you're gonna judge me on this one. I play Witch Saga.
What is that? I literally never heard of it.
So it's kind of like, like, you know, those games where you use like the shooter thing and it like hits the color and knocks it down.
Oh my gosh, you actually like that game?
It's like, I don't like it, like, it's not my favorite game, but it's like therapy.
It's like a distraction.
Yeah, it's a distraction. But also, I love Cooking Fever.
Oh, I think I heard. Do you have to, like, hurry up and get, like,
the orders?
Yeah. I used to play that on, like, those websites that it was, like, Cool Math Kids. Papa's Rizia. I don't know what it was called.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, though. Oh, my God. I'm crying. Not to mention, guys, I got eyelash extensions today.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, your eyelashes are so long. They're so pretty, though.
Bro, I was so scared. Because, like, I've heard that I keep seeing, like, when I look up eyelash extensions, I see, like, swollen eyes.
Eyes? Oh, of them getting, like, I think they're getting allergic reactions.
Yeah, and then I saw this one person with no eyelashes.
Anymore.
I was like, Mom, I don't want to do this anymore. Anyways.
Oh,
okay, what's your favorite fast food?
Taco Bell.
Oh my god.
What's your
order at Taco Bell?
A double decker. I don't think they have those anymore. They don't have them.
But when they take stuff off.
Right? That is actually good. But it used to be the double decker, and I guess now it's just like the meat, the lettuce, and the cheese. That's the best.
Yes.
And soft tacos. Hard tacos are just
I love their Crunchwrap thingy.
Oh my god.
Did you taste that? Did you try that? Like,
guys, I'm sorry. We're probably making you hungry.
I know. Oh my gosh.
It stopped recording.
Okay.
Every 10 minutes.
It hasn't hit 10 minutes yet, but it's like 20 seconds off.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I usually get like the Crunchwrap from Taco Bell, but I also love Chick-fil-A. I love the
In-N-Out is the thing that's only in California, right?
In-N-Out, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love In-N-Out. I just had In-N-Out today.
I've only had In-N-Out like twice in my life.
What?
I know, it's just the fries there are not good.
Oh, I know. Wait. I love their animal fries, but also, yeah, they're not good. I know what you're talking about.
McDonald's has the best fries.
For sure. For sure.
Sorry.
Okay, we're going to get off food.
Yeah, people are going to be like, I'm hungry.
Okay, anyways. Okay, so this is the section where we go into awkward questions. So the first one is, what's your most awkward situation?
Dang, I'm gonna have to think about this.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just awkward in general when I'm like, or like when we first meet people, like when I first start collabing with people, it's like I have to break the ice and that's pretty awkward, so.
Yeah. Have you ever done anything where like you don't remember people's names or something? I feel like I do that all the time.
Oh my gosh, this one girl, I was like DMing her, we were DMing back for a long time, and then I finally met her, but I didn't recognize her, so she was like, Rosalie, and I was like, who is, like, what? That was embarrassing, because she's like, you don't remember? I'm like, oh,
you talked to me.
Yeah, exactly, that was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Has that, like, happened to you?
That's happened to me so many times. Okay, what's the worst thing that you've done to your siblings? I feel like I used to put my brother in situations where he would get yelled by my parents all the time.
And he feels so guilty.
Oh my gosh. There's been a couple of times where I was like, nah, this is revenge. But then there's times where like, I kind of felt bad. I felt so bad.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, we get in pretty bad physical fights sometimes and I regret it after. I'm like, now he's gonna hate me and just think I'm the worst sister.
Oh my god, okay, siblings, like, okay, I don't know if any of you agree, but like, say you, like, me and my brother would always get in a fight and then I would be the one to walk to his room just because I would want somebody to hang out with. I would literally walk to his room and I would give him like a piece of candy or say, hey, you wanna go do this because it's something he'd like, mm-hmm. And I'd be like, I'm sorry.
You're the first one that has to say sorry.
I'm always the first one.
I don't say sorry. I just feel, like, really bad, and then we kind of are just, like, make up the next day.
Yeah.
If I don't say sorry, there's no sorry.
There's no sorry. It's always
exactly.
Sometimes I just go in there and punch him on the arm or something. I'm like, hey,
stop being proud. We're friends now, right?
We're friends now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, what's your current crush? I think we have one in common.
Who? You talk first, because I'm not saying anybody.
Vinny Hacker? That one?
Don't even lie. I don't like Vinny Hacker.
Okay, we know. He's like 20. Okay.
He's 18.
He's 18? My husband is like 20.
He's 18.
I mean, like.
I mean, like.
That's not that much.
No, I'm just kidding.
Get a girl's line. I'm just kidding. Don't.
No, I mean, as far as TikTokers, Vinny Hacker's cool, but like. Vinny Hacker's cool. I like Vinny Hacker. But if we're talking, like, I really have a crush on this guy.
Oh, he's on my wallpaper.
Wait, what?
He's an actor, though.
He clears
the notification.
I have to clear this.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Okay. Wait, what's his name?
His name is Evan Peters, and he's a tremendous actor on American Horror Story.
Oh my god.
He's the Tate Langdon guy. I don't know if you watch American Horror Story in my house.
I saw, like, 3 episodes.
I know. Him, but yeah, Vinny Hacker is... You like him, right?
I mean, he's not my crush, but he has looks.
He has the looks.
But he's not like this is really weird.
Michael attacked.
Okay.
Yeah. Evan Peters and Vinny Hacker. Or Vinny Hacker. Both of us Vinny Hacker.
Anyways, okay.
These are the weirdest fears.
Shout out to the car that just ran.
Oh my gosh. I feel like two of the most generic or like common fears that I have are like spiders and clowns.
Oh, clowns. Oh,
but
my God.
I feel like I have a fear of just not being right in the afterlife.
Yeah.
And that, and just like ordinary. I hate being ordinary and just like basic.
That's
something I really like try not to be.
Yes, I'm writing something down. Sorry,
question.
I'm rude.
No, you're not.
I just came up with a story that I wanted to do. Anyways, but okay, one of my weirdest fears that I've never mentioned before is Teletubbies.
Those are the things with the circles on their head, right?
Freaking creepy. Why do you put that in kids' faces?
Yeah, that is not fun to watch.
Like, were they just, like, they're in a valley, nothing around them, and just...
It's scary.
Like,
it's weird.
Bro, it's creepy.
It gives me eerie vibes.
And then I also saw, like, weird videos of, like, Barney. And now I
fear that. I fear, like, people dressed in animatronic suits and all of that. That's weird.
It's just weird. It kind of, like, Barney kind of reminds me. Teletubbies also kind of reminds me of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Have you seen Willy's Wonderland, that movie?
That not sounds yet, right? Very familiar, but I haven't seen it.
If you see it, it's like Five Nights at Freddy's in real life. Super weird.
Oh my god. Okay, I will not be watching that. Okay, so last, like, real question. Do you think pineapple belongs on pizza?
Definitely not.
You're the first person that said that. On this fucking...
Really? I'm not ordinary, right? I'm not doing...
Oh my gosh. Well, I think everyone on this podcast knows that I think it belongs on pizza.
You do?
I love it on pizza. It's like, okay, the sauce, the cheese, and
the pineapple. Sweet.
I know, but it just, like, evens it out. It's, like, sweet and salty at the same time.
Wait, what are you not supposed to mix? Salt, sweet, and sour, right? Or no?
Sweet and sour, yeah.
That's kind of gross.
Wait, actually, no.
No, sweet and sour go together because they put sugar and, like, sour candies.
So maybe it's
salty and sweet.
No,
sugar and salt, right?
No, it's sour. It's salty, right?
I just know that whatever pineapple is not supposed to be mixed with pizza. I wonder who came up with that.
I think it's a Canadian thing.
Probably.
I think so. But shout out to you, whoever created it. I love you.
She loves it.
Okay, so this is the section where we go into games.
She's like, I'm like, what?
Anyways, this is the section where we go into the game. Today's game.
Games?
I'm so confused. Did you say games?
Okay. I'm like, what?
Okay, today's game is Would You Rather.
What are you gonna say?
Okay, I can't stop laughing. Okay, would you rather be the popular girl in school or not be popular at all?
The popular girl in school.
Okay.
I feel like that's just
honestly
normal.
I don't know what my opinion is on that.
I feel like you would fit it. Like, the you fit in. Popular girl.
I feel like
school.
If I was a popular girl, though, I wouldn't be so mean because I watched those
mean
movies.
Regina George.
And I'm like, girl, can you not be mean?
Oh my gosh. I would be like Katie Heron.
Okay.
Like, I would, like, be nice to everyone at least.
Everyone would just, like, know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather eat tacos or pasta for the rest of your life?
Pasta.
Because
macaroni and cheese is my favorite, so.
Ooh, that's so good.
It is.
Macaroni and cheese is the best. Okay. Would you rather have no music or music when you're taking a shower?
Music when I'm taking a shower.
You'd be so surprised on how many people say that they don't like music when they take a shower.
Well, I don't listen to music when I'm taking a shower, but if I can play some music, then I will.
I have to take a shower with music playing. Like, I just
have to.
Do you
have a speaker in your shower?
I just have one of those.
It's just use my phone.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, okay, would you rather have dog or cat ears?
Oh, cats.
When I was writing this, it was like, Rosalie's
gonna choose
cat
a cat. Because of Cat Noir and Miraculous.
Yeah.
And besides, dog ears, like, they're not... cute.
They're not cute. They're just not.
Imagine, like, just like flop down. The cat ears will stay up. So
yeah, I feel like, well, if you had cat ears, would they go where your actual ears are, or would they go at the top?
If they were gonna be like right here where our real ears are, I would have dog ears. But if it was like up here, I would do the cat ears.
Yeah, same.
Or bunny ears. Yeah.
Oh, bunny ears.
What? Have you seen the Bugs Bunny trend?
I can't do it. I literally can't do it. I was like. I'm like, you do have to lift up your legs.
No, okay, so like for example, that mirror right there, you would like lay on the floor and then lower your head, but film like that way. Don't film this way because it's too hard.
You have to, like, it literally took me like the longest to figure it out.
Oh my gosh.
10-minute strike.
10-minute strike. Okay, guys. Well, that was the last question. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Guys,
thank
go follow
you for inviting me. Sorry.
What's your social so they can go follow you?
I'm everything. YouTube, Instagram, TikTok is Jenny Papach.
Go follow her.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh my
Thank
gosh.
You guys for listening and watching. If you're just listening, go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. It's Ali J Official. And if you're just watching, you can stream this on Spotify, iTunes, all podcast platforms. Okay, I love you.
Bye.
Stay poppin'. Stay poppin'.
Oh my gosh.
Bye.